Shabbos with his friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shlomo Gittelman Shlita. He and his entire family should have bracha behatzlacha bechol maaseh yedeihem. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the 48 Kinyani Torah, as brought in Pirkei Avos in the 6th Perek. And we are basing ourselves on the Sefer Imrei Chen. And the kinyan we are up to now is Binas Halev, Binas Halev, understanding of the heart. It says the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim, Asher Tasim Lefneim, Rashi says, Asher Tasim Lefneim, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Lo Tala Al Da'atcha Loimar, Eshnel Hem HaPerek Ve'Halacha, Bezel Gimel Pa'amim, Ad Shtei Stur B'Fim Kemishnasa, Ve'Eino Matriach Atzmi Lohavinam Tamei Dover, Uferusho, Lekach Nehem Asher Tasim Lefneim, Keshulchan Ha'aruch Umuchan Lechol Lifnei Ha'odam. Don't think, says the Lord to Moses, that I'm going to teach them two or three times. They'll memorize it. It'll be fluent in their mouths. But I don't have to explain to them the reasons. And therefore it says, Asher Tasim Lefneim, like a prepared table that is ready for a meal. And the makor is the mechilta, ve'el mishpatim, kevarim mishpatim, lo menemra, lefi shu omer, debra b'nei sfer mutaleem, en li ala pamachas, minayim shana v'shen v'shilash v'reva, ad she ilamdu, tamalom v'lim da yisoy, yachom leidin lo shonam, tamalom v'sim b'befiyam, yachol shonam v'lo yodim, tamalom v'el mishpatim, orcham v'fnein k'shulchan orch, k'in shenemar, ata her eso la das. So the mechilta says, name of Rabbi Akiva, these are the mishpatim, because it says, speak to the Jewish people and tell them, so I only know one time, how do you know 2, 3, 4, until they learn it well, v'lim das b'nei Yisrael. Terrific. So that's 2, 3, 4 times. I might think they should learn it and not repeat it. Talmud Lomar Simba Befiim, they'll put it in their mouths. I might think that they should repeat it but not know it. It says, no, Eila Mishpatim, Archim Lefneik, Meshulchan Aruch, it should be like a prepared table, like a set table. Ata Reisel Adas, you have to have idea, you have to understand. It sounds like, you know, Shimon Shkup in Tells, the Tells of Derech was to understand. Obviously, all Torah is to understand, but as opposed to Brisk. Brisk more asked what, and in Tells they asked why. So they try to give Svara Vitame Adavra for Mitzvah Satorah, and for the for all the Lumdis. It wasn't just abstract, but they really try to make it palatable. It should make sense, not just that it's a Xeris HaKosov, that it's two dinim, this is like this, and that's like that, and never the twain shall meet. But really to give Svara Vitame Adavra, so this is an advertisement for the Torah of Tells and Reb Shimon and Reb Bloch. It's also an advertisement for Brisk, and B'chalal, it's an advertisement that we should all be zochet to learn Torah on every level and to understand as much as we can. So that was just a little bit of a regression, a little bit going off what the midah of Binas Halev. We have Chazal coming a little bit before the yeshiva was built in Tells, and they're telling us that when you teach Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he teaches Torah, Hashem says to him, teach it to them till they understand it. It shouldn't just be, oh, they can say it over, as they say. No, make sure they understand it. And Rashi explains, Yachol Yishonim V'lo Yodim, when it says in the Medrash they should repeat it and not know it. In other words, Eini Matriach Atzmo L'Havin Tamei Dav, I'm not going to tell them the reasons. No, Asher Tasim L'Fneim, like a prepared table that a person should eat. So there's a wonderful set of Svarim of Harav Hagon, Rav Yitzchak Dov Shechter Shlita, called Yad HaLevi, is on Zraim, Kodshim, Tyrus, Mamish, tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham in London. It's a Mechaya. Anyway, so in his Akdama to Sefer Yad HaLevi al Maseches Trumas, he explains that it's clear that understanding the Svara and the Tamim are Me'ikar Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. It says in the Gemara in Bracha 6b, Amar Rava Igra Deshmaitzes Svara, Rashi says, Shu Yageya Vitarech U'machashev Lohavin Tamo Shel Dover, that a person is toiling to understand the reasons. The Schar of the Sugya is the Svara, to understand the logic, the underlying logic. So the Iker Schar Limud is Havanas Oimek Dvar Mitameim. Just the Havamina is that Moshe Rabbeinu should just teach them the Ikrei Dinim B'Halachas, what's Aser, what's Mutter, and the Svaras they'll learn on their own. And that's what Rashi says. In other words, they'll learn it themselves. It's not my problem. The Rebbe will just give them the basic information. Moshe Rabbeinu will tell them the laws, and then they'll figure it out on their own. So it says there, Rabbi Kiva says, how do I know that a person has to teach his Talmud until he learns it, until he knows it? V'limdas b'nei Yisrael, teach the Jewish people. And how do I know that it should be organized in their mouth? Sima b'fiyam, place it in their mouth. And how do I know I have to show him a face? What does it mean, show him a face? We'll see in a moment. V'eilu mishpatah shehoz tasim lifneihem, laharus lapanim, show him a face. Lifneihem, Rashi, laharus lapanim, lelamdo laseis tam bedvarav, b'chol asher yuchal, v'lo yomar kach, shamati, so you have to show him a face, meaning teach him the reason as much as you can, and don't say, listen, figure it out on your own. No, make sure it's clear to him. And that's what Rashi means in Mishpatim, that the Havamina is that Moshe Rabbeinu should just teach Ikrei Advarim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told no, also tell them Svaras Advarim Ubir Advarim, is that the Ikar Halachas HaTorah Nitan B'Misaris Ish Mipi Ish Moshe Kibbo Torah Misinai U'Misara LiYoshua V'Yavshel Echadesh Halachos V'Dinim Imei Atzma Kach L'Gabei Svaris V'Tamei Advarim Eino Dovrish Nitan B'Seichel Adim Lomar Svaris V'Tamim. So the Svaris are also B'Misara. You also have to have a tradition. That's why today they like to give Shiurim in Mir and Lakewood. They give Shiurim in Yiddish. Why? Because the Rabbeim heard from their Rabbeim. Heard from their Rebbeim in Yiddish. Rav Shimon was teaching in Yiddish, and Rav Chaim Briska was teaching in Yiddish, and Chofetz Chaim, and Rav Tali Trop, and all the great, you know, I'm not going to be like a Roicha Limnos, it's Kol HaGadolim, the Marcheshes, Rav Chanan Chenecheges, and all the Gedolim in Europe were teaching in Yiddish. So today when they say over their Torah, so sometimes they even try to say it in their words, you know, what exactly, if they have a Mesorah, how exactly they said it. That's also part of the Mesorah. The Mesorah is also the Ta'amim. The Mesorah is also part of the logic. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't just teach them the laws, but teach them the reasons for the laws. Obviously, one must distinguish between a Masara we have from 100 years ago, 150 years ago, which is also critically important, but that obviously can't be compared to the Masara we have from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told to teach them the reasons. Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the fourth parak, in the fourth halacha, Rav, Shlimer v'lo yivinu tamidim lo yichos aleim v'yirgaz, ele choyzer v'shayna adover, afilu kame pamat shevinu omek ha'alacha. So if a Rebbe teaches his Talmidim, and they don't understand, don't get angry! Teach it nachamol and nachamol, until again and again, until they understand the depths. Hagos Maimonios, Kesef Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Bir Agra. Quote the Gemara in Erevin and Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Omer. So, what's interesting is that it seems from here the Rambam isn't learning like Rashi. Rashi learns Laharos Lopanim. What does it mean Laharos Lopanim? Rabbi Kiva says Laharos Lopanim. To show him the Tam Ledvarav. To show him the reasons. To explain. The Rambam is understanding Pshat in the Gemara, as if this is the Rambam's Makor, as the Hakos Memonios Kesef Mishnah Lecha Mishnah Bir Agra. Say it is. Laharis Lopanim means show him a nice face. Give a shmeichel. Smile at him. Don't get angry. B'li kas. So the Rambam's learning Pshat differently in the Gemara. Not that the Rambam would argue in principle with Rashi that one shouldn't teach Tamei Adover. But even though the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah didn't often give Tamei Adover, he just told us the halachas. But when Hashem was speaking to Moshe, it could be that Moshe also, the Rambam would agree, has to tell Tamei Adover. But he just understands Pshat in the Gemara, that Laharos Lopanim means, don't get angry at your Talmidim if they don't understand. Be patient, smile, and teach them again and again until they get it. Rambam will say that that's part and parcel of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, of teaching them Talmud Dover. So you don't need a special Yalfusa for that. According to Rashi, you have a Yalfusa, that you have a Limud, that you have to teach them even Tamei Adover. But Lekulei Alma, it should be Kishulchan Aruch Lefnechen, like a clear table, like a set table, and you have to make it clear. Also, when people write Divrei Torah, some Svarim write very clearly. Like the stipler, you learn Kilas Yankov. Tries so hard to be clear, and he is. And sometimes, you know, people aren't such a masters of master scribes, so their intentions are a little blurry, a little fuzzy. So that's important, that when you're writing, either teaching verbally or teaching in Svarim, one should try to be as clear as possible. The Binas Halev. That's Binas Halev. That you have to understand in your heart. You have to understand the Torah. Havana. And not just, I know what to do. I can repeat the text. It says in the Mechilta, Kinyan Shenemar, that we quoted, Ata Haresa Ladas. Rashi, what does it mean, Ata? You showed to know. Kitargumo Ach Ischazisa. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, Apostolim Shivarakim, he opened up the seven heavens. He opened up the upper heavens, the lower heavens, and they saw that God is one. There's only one God. Ata Reis Eladas. In the Sefer Sharei Ramchal, in the Ma'amar of Vikuach on Makdam, in page 29, he writes, when God wanted to bring close this nation that whom he loves very much, he ripped open the heavens and he revealed his mysteries. It's all in the hands of God. And they knew that. Then they understood all the secrets of creation. And they knew God's deep intentions and the great creations that he created for his honor, for his glory. And they saw the greatness of the world, they saw the greatness of Torah, it looks like nature and Torah. And they understood that God is the only God. They saw the greatness of Torah, mitzvahs, what Torah mitzvahs do in the world. And they understood what it's all about, as they say today. And according to this, in the Berachos Netziv, he explains Rabbi Akiva, Ve'ilu mishpatim lo menemar, the tirei shebinyan elokus, she'al zeh haya ikur mamet shel adibros, so just like at Har Sinai, they knew clearly what it was all about, what the Tachlis Habriya was. So too, when you teach them Torah, they have to know what it's all about. You have to teach them Tamei Adavar. Another explanation is based on the Maseches Sofrim, the Brisa, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Beis, Legirsas Hagra, Pchein Girsas B'Psikta Rabasi, to Rav Kahana, Parsha Chof Aleph. Osvav, Tanu Rechinim Bar Papa, Panim B'Panim Diber Hashem Imachim, Panim Trei, B'Panim Trei, so Panim is two, B'Panim is two. Ha'ar Ba'ap in four faces. Mikra, Mishnah, Halachas V'Agadus. Mikra, Tanakh, Mishnah, Halachas, and Agadita. Panim Shel Eimel Mikra. When you teach Mikra, Ema, awe, panim benonios, mediocre panim, mishnah, panim masbiros, explaining panim, the Talmud, panim sochakos, smiling panim, le'agoda. So my cousin, Shadab Rafu Shlema, governor of Avram Yosef ben Chana Ermin, he wrote a kuntris on this. So you could find his kuntris and look it up and see how he explains this this chazal, these different panim when you teach. The Yalkut Yisrael remains Reish Pevav, Rokech, Lachas Chasidus, Sharash HaTorah, Shem Apsik, Denir Lema, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Panim, Zoafos, Panim Benios, Panim Masbiros, Panim. So first there was a scary face, mediocre face, explaining face, smiling, laughing face, Panim Zoafos Lamikra, that a person teaches Mikra, it has to be serious, stark. Beinonios LaMishnah, okay, Mishnah, it could go a little easier. Masbiros LaTalmud, you have to make Talmud very clear, Panim Masbiros. Or maybe Milashin Sever Panim Yafos. Masbiros, Sever, give a good face. A more smiley face. And then Panim Sochakos, that's the happiest Agada. So the most serious is Mikra. And then you can go easier when it comes to Mishnah. And when it comes to Gemara ready with mita bissel shmeichel, a little bit of a smile. And then Panim Sochakos. And then when it comes to Agada, you give him a big smile. Agada is mamish gishmak. The mashmos of the Yalkut and the Rokech is that not only was the Torah given with these panim, but that's the way you have to give it over also. And the explanation is that it says in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Simit Samach Aleph Sif Chav Beis from the Radak that B'chol Eis Sheikor Adam B'Torah V'Nim K'sub B'Sarach L'Zor Daktik V'Yos Yosef V'Lizor Zir B'Kriya Shmavu Adin B'chol Kriya. So you always have to be careful, specifically by Kriya Shema. But you always have to be careful when you read Tanakh to be medaktik be'osi oseh, to say it properly. So, Meir Alevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, son of the Brisk Rav, he explains that even though there's no Chiyuv Kriya, when you read, there's a Shem V'Toras Kriya. And Memela they're dinim, that you have to be medaktik be'osi oseh when you read. And that's the idea of the law. It says in the Gemara, "Dvarim shebal peh atar rishay lekaisvim," and "Dvarim shebichsav yatar rishay lomrim bal peh." That Divrei Torah have specific laws, specific conditions, as they were given b'Sinai. So if they were given b'Sinai with ksiva, so with written down, so when you're reading them, you have to read them properly. And if they're given orally, you have to give them over orally. Don't write it. They're given, if they're written, you can write it and then say it properly. Those are those dinim. And then when if they're given orally, don't write it. If it's written, don't say it bal peh. If it's bal peh, don't say it b'chsav. It says about Har Sinai. Brachas 22. And then it says, Yom HaShem Matlof HaShem L'kech B'choret. Just like there was Eima Yir Oresis and Zia, so to here it's Eima Yir Oresis and Zia. The way it was given it to Har Sinai is the way we have to learn it today. You have to learn Torah with awe, fear, trembling. When a person is impure, he can learn. But if he's a balkari now, because he doesn't have the necessary seriousness. It's a little kalas rosh when a person is a balkari. There's no aim of year restus and zia. Because there's a tenai that how should Torah be read? Mitoch haksav as it was given, and with fear. Otherwise, you can't read it. Look at what it says in the great Sefer Chedusha Abaye Leib Malin, the great Mir Rosh Yeshiva, Mir Beis HaTalmud afterwards in Brooklyn, Simen Lamed Vav, Sefer Zichron Yezer, Simen Nun Hei. So if the Torah was given B'Ksav, you have to read it, you have to pass it over B'Ksav. That's how it was given. If the Torah was given Be'ema, then you have to be Moser Be'ema. If the Mishnah was given B'Panim Be'Nonios, you have to give it B'Panim Be'Nonios. That's what it says in the Medrash. In the Yalkut Yisro is Reish Pevav in the Rokechos Chasidus Sharash Torah Mijid Gimel that we quoted earlier in the name of the Psikta. That's how God taught it, and that's when you teach your son. That's how you have to teach it also. The same faith. So that's Pshat in this Medrash that we quoted earlier. Eila Mishpatim, make it like a Shulchan Aruch. In other words, if I gave it to you that way, that's the Tzuras Hamasira. The Ofen Hanasina is clearly. So if that's how I gave it to you, Moshe, that's how you have to give it over to the Jewish people. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva says, Marna Vernuzatzal, that the ideal way to teach your children is father to son, and the whole thing, Rosh Yehuda ben Gamla, Bava Basu Chafalif, that's only Bidiyevit. That's only because of the contingencies of the situation, that they weren't, some people would end up not learning Torah. But ideally, it should be father to son. That's the best Tzuras HaMasira, what we call today homeschooling. That's the ideal. We had an opportunity now with the pandemic to homeschool, that parents should teach children Torah. That's the ideal, instead of paying a shliach to do it. Why? Because it has to be kinesinasa. Nisinasa was how? Was with love. Ava rabba avtanu. Chemla gedolah v'sera chamalta aleinu. You taught us with love. Who has more love for a child than a parent? His own parent. So Rebbe's very good. Shinat mevanecha, tamidecha. It's all good. But b'chol zot, sof, a love of a parent for a child is unique. So ideally, it should be parent to child. That's how Torah should be passed on. With love, kitsuras nisinasa, God gave it with love. We have to give it with love. Shmuel Rozovsky said that Torah was given by kolos ubrakim. So now also, when you learn, it has to be kolos ubrakim. Sometimes I hear shiurim, and this is no kolos ubrakim. There's just a lecturer, and he's saying this. He says. Very nice. Nothing bad, Baruch Hashem. It's better than doing almost anything else in this world, listening to such a shir. But I wait, I say, where are the kolos ubrakim? How come there's no fighting, there's no arguing, there's no screaming, there's no shouting? You walk into any base medrash, and you see people fighting, Mulchamta Shel Torah. That's how it was given. Kinesinasa, that's how it has to be given over today. So that relates again to our kinyan of Bebina Salev. It was given with Bina, and you have to give it over with Bina. It was given by Eila Mishpatim. The Mishpatim, it was given to Shulchan Aruch, it was explained, Tamei Adavar was explained. We also have to explain. Make it clear for the Talmidim. And if they don't get it, say it again and again until they understand. And not to forget the Rambam. Don't be upset. Don't get angry. Oh, they don't understand. Not everybody is such a great intellectual. People have short attention spans today. I like to quote the great Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, of Chofetz Chaim. A number of my rabbeim in my formative years were talmidim of Rav Henoch Leibowitz, and he had a good sense of humor. So he would tell, he would make cracks during the shir quite often. The story is told that he was asked, but it says you should start off with a joke. It says in the Gemara, Rabba, Pasach Memilsa Debdichsa, and then he would be serious. But you don't just open it; you just tell throughout the entire shir. You crack a joke here, a joke there. He says, because in the old days, you start off with a joke, and then you can go through the whole shir, and then they're paying attention. But today, people lose focus. We live in the ADD generation. He was even before the ADD generation, but even before they knew they called it ADD, there was a lot of ADD. So he says, I have to restart the shir every 2 minutes. So I have to tell another funny, another crack to get people involved. So, restarting again. In any event, but that's Torah. Torah has to be kinesinasa. So that's our yisod, and it was given over bebinas halev, and we should be zocher lahavin tamu shel davar, and we should be zocher to explain to others tamu shel davar. Vilmodu lelamed lishma velas lekayim is called divrei salmud toirasa beahava. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, we'll be zocher to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.